The first lighthouse in the United States, Boston Light, is celebrating 300 years as a navigational beacon in Boston Harbor. The lighthouse is still operating, and it's part of a living history museum staffed by the nation's only resident lighthouse keeper. And we took a boat ride out to visit.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Thank you.
Hello, Sally. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
On a small, roughly 2-acre rocky island about 10 miles from Boston, the Lighthouse Tower looks just like it might have looked when it was first lit in 1716. White stucco, small black iron doors at the bottom, and a large windowed room at the very top.
And that's the classic look that when you see things like on mugs or postcards or different renditions of paintings.
Also preserving historical authenticity is lighthouse keeper Sally Snowman. Wearing Revolutionary-era clothes, she makes herself a long flowered dress, an apron, and a bonnet.
The dress that I'm wearing today, it is the garb that the keeper's wife would have worn in 1783.
Why 1783 and not 1716? That's because of the lighthouse's long history, of which Snowman has encyclopedic knowledge. During the Revolutionary War, Snowman says the lighthouse was not only an important navigational tool in a busy harbor, but it was also a symbol of British control. So it was a target.
It is not the one built in 1716. That one was blown up by the British in 1776. This is the new one.
New, of course, is a relative term. The tower and the five other buildings on the island that comprise the light station have been repaired, some replaced over the years. At the base of the lighthouse tower is a small museum with various artifacts, including a large cannon that served as the first fog signal in case mariners couldn't see the light.
It was just black powder that would get fired off to go ba-boom. And they used that until 1851, 1719 to 1851.
This tower was built on the foundation of the original in 1783. 14 feet were later added, so it's now 89 feet tall. The Coast Guard, which owns the property and employs Snowman, spent $1.5 million renovating it for this year's tricentennial celebration.
We made it look really spiffy for it, and now you're out here. So I think we should go to the top of the tower and look at that.
Let's go. 79 steps up, a narrow iron spiral staircase leads to a small gear room that resembles those circular amusement park rides where passengers stick to the side of the walls. In the center is a large round black structure rotating on 8 metal wheels. Above that is a lamp that's under this enormous glass lens.
And you'll notice that the light that was flashing every 10 seconds is not a light bulb that's flashing. It's 4,000 pounds of glass and brass rotating.
A narrow metal ladder then goes to the completely glass-enclosed room at the top of the lighthouse known as the Lantern Room, which has a 360-degree view of Boston Harbor.
The furthest we can see is Cohasset, and Scituate's on the other side of that. And so the lens is said to be able to be seen on the ship's helm 27 miles on a clear night.
The lens in this room is what's known as a second-order Fresnel lens from France, which was installed in 1859. It's a 13-foot tall by roughly 5 feet around prism-like structure with glass panels cut in specific patterns to reflect the light, at least most of the time.
And because it's an 1859 optic and we're in the 21st century electronics, there's glitches for the two centuries to talk to each other. So it's not infrequent that the light is out. And the people who live in Winthrop and Nippon, they notice immediately. They find my phone number somewhere. The light's out. Did you know the light's out? And I said, yes, we know the light's out.
They call you directly.
They call me directly.
21st century technology does step in and can provide emergency light, which Snowman says shows that lighthouses are still needed.
There's so many pleasure boaters and small boats, fishermen and lobster women and things like that, that still depend upon that visual sighting. So although vessels have electronics, they have a tendency to fail. And they're going to want to go to that chart, that paper chart, and they're going to want to figure out where they are.
Most of Boston Light's operations are now done by machines because the Coast Guard started automating the nation's lighthouses in the mid-20th century, and it is still divesting them. Snowman is the only resident lighthouse keeper in the country after the late Senator Ted Kennedy sponsored a bill to keep Boston Light permanently staffed because of its historic significance. Snowman says she spends most of her days organizing volunteers and overseeing the property where she lives most of the time between April and October. And many nights, if you're in some of the South Shore towns, you might hear her at dusk with her large handmade buffalo skin drum.
I'm a drummer. I drum the sunset.
Tours of Boston Light are running weekends through the summer. The official Lighthouse Tricentennial Celebration is in September. To see photos of Sally Snowman and Boston Light, go to our website, wbur.org.